The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's gospel reading has very, very harsh, but also very encouraging words. For those harsh words, we can perhaps link back to the gospel that is read on Ash Wednesday morning, when Jesus tells his listeners that when they fast, to do so privately; when they give alms, to do so quietly; when they pray, to do so in their own private rooms. It appears Jesus was not, despite his performing miracles and doing amazing things and feeding thousands with just a small amount of food, Jesus wasn't into putting on the big show. His harshest criticism is for those who put on the big show. He has isolated in many parts of the scriptures the scribes and the Pharisees because they want to have the places of honor. They have a huge need to be seen, and not just to be seen, but to be seen at important events, to just show up to important events, to have the places of honor, and to be richly rewarded for it. Today's gospel, Jesus says, they will receive a very severe condemnation. Condemnation is the word today. In other Gospels, Jesus tells those people they have already had their reward. In contrast, we have the poor widow today who places in her two coins, not given in from what she had or didn't need, but given at her own expense, from which she would go without in order to contribute that. Jesus praises her great kindness, her great generosity. I suppose we're more conscious than ever in these recent days the inequalities of our world. We're very conscious of those who do difficult and hard work, but perhaps don't get just payment or just treatment, often based on the color of skin. We're conscious of our needs to do better, that we could live in a fairer and more just society. It's gospel readings like today shows that every person has something to give, to contribute every person is of value, and that value not coming from what they can pay, but from their heart and who they are. Lord, help us to recognize the value of each one of us as your children. Help us to do what we can, not to promote ourselves or to put ourselves on a pedestal, but to show that we care for one another and can serve each other in love. As God's people, we turn to the Master and Lord of all service, asking his guidance and encouragement.